When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You damn right. That's exactly right, as a matter of fact. So what's happening? Boy Scouts of America changing their name.
Are they moving countries? Boy Scouts of Canada? Or
the Boy Scouts of Canada, the Boy Scouts of Central America. No, you can't use that kind of stuff anymore. You can't use the word boy anymore.
Isn't that what everybody in that group is? Is a child?
Maybe there are boys that think they're girls, but if you're still a boy who thinks you're a girl, if you're a girl, you're a boy that's a girl, so you can still belong.
Yeah.
I guess. What the hell do I care? You want to be in the Scouts? Can you imagine me in the Boy Scouts? Oh, my God, what a disaster that would have been. Don't you think?
Yeah, Tom, today we're going to work on your knot-tying badge. Yeah, how about you go blow it out your ass?
How about that action, pal? After 114 years, the Boy Scouts of America, it's changing its name and rebranding as Scouting America. So that's great. Again, I don't give a rat's ass what you do. I don't care. The people that get upset by things like this, like, I understand, whatever. If you have a long history of the Boy Scouts, I do not.
Mm-hmm.
I think my brother Todd got as far as a Cub Scout, and that was about, my brother Terry, I think, was a Boy Scout, I think.
Okay.
I'm not the kind of boy, I'm not a Boy Scout kind of guy. Nothing against the Boy Scouts, but just, can you imagine me in the Boy Scouts? Hey, let's just sit around a fire and have a cigarette. What do you say?
This new name, though, I think
it doesn't work.
It's a red flag in my mind. Scouting.
Oh, yes.
What are you scouting for?
Yeah, if your organization, your group is called Scouting America, and you primarily have kids enrolled, children, I don't know if I want you scouting anyone.
Yeah, you know? With their history, like, the internet is going to have a field day with this.
They should have
left it at the Boy Scouts. Girl Scouts and kept it pushing. But yeah, they have a long history that they're trying to get away from, so I understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand why this is so important. I mean, if you're a good parent and supporting your children, what more do they need? Look, I got very little support outside my family. My mother was a fantastic mother, and therefore we all got by. Look, it's the Boy Scouts, it's the Girl Scouts, it's the Cub Scout. So you can't be a Cub Scout anymore either. What are you going to do about the Cub Scout? The Bears don't like being called Cubs, you know.
Yeah, you know, if you're not technically a Bear, I don't think you can be a Cub Scout. Same for the Eagle
you
Scouts.
You can't be a Cub Scout. You're not a Bear. When is this craziness going to end? Everything has to change. Look, I've never been the Boy Scouts. Like I said, my brother was a Cub Scout. A couple brothers were in the Boy Scouts or whatever.
Mm.
It wasn't for me. I knew that, you know, going to scout camp and, you know, watching Uncle Billy, you know, try to make a move on somebody, I don't need it. You know what I mean? Yep. Well, it's true.
No, it's 100% true. I'm not going to say the guy's name, but in our town that I grew up in, one of the Cub Scout leaders, he was kind of a weird guy. And everybody kind of knew, like, hey, something's a little off about him, but whatever. He's nice, I guess. And then, you know, years later, some things came out where he was maybe not the guy that should be around children. And it was like, yeah, that was like the one of the Cub Scout leaders. And it's like, you know,
yeah,
not for me.
I'm good. Boy, look at the time. Yeah, I'd like to stay in camp, but no, I don't know. The whole thing is just, I just don't understand why. Just back off and get you live your life. You can call them the Scouting Club or whatever the hell it is. Mm-hmm. What was it? Scouting America?
Scouting America.
I'll still call it the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the Cub Scouts, the whatever, the Weeblos. That's got to go, doesn't it?
Weeblos, yeah.
That's between Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts is, I think, a Weeblo.
Yeah, it's
right?
I think they put an extra syllable between we and blow, so it's Weeblos or something like that.
Oh, is it Weeblo?
Yeah. So, but either way, not a great name. And maybe it's just because living in a bigger city now, that nature kind of feels more distant. But
yeah,
Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, like, it feels kind of like a dated practice. Like, it should be something that kind of just fades off into the distance.
I see what you're saying, no question. But I just don't understand. What do you care? Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, Weeblos, whatever the hell it is, good for you. And if you want to let girls into the Boy Scouts, boys and Girl Scouts, I don't care. You want transgender? Good for you, too. I don't care. You kids have fun. You know, I don't think you're going to make a move on Andy or Alex. So, you know, here's what I love. The people who run the joint, I don't know about half of them, but a lot of them have been making moves on kids over the years. You're hearing more and more of that.
Oh, yeah.
So let's not make sure that doesn't happen. Let's make sure the name isn't Boy.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, come on.
Let's clean up the people that are involved in watching over the kids before we worry about what we call the name of it. And, like, I'm assuming, have you seen the documentary about the Boy Scouts? I think it's on Netflix. It's a tough one to watch. It's like, I mean, they have, or at least had, a very serious problem where there was no background checks. And it was like, if you like to prey on kids, just sign up to be a Boy Scout leader. They're going to let you in.
Yeah, I think I'm going to change the name just from the Tom Bernard Show to the Tom Bernard Morning Show, only morning as an MOU. Because you got to mourn everything. Everything is just, oh, my God, it's so horrible. Everything is just terrible. Jesus, get a life, for Christ's sake. Why don't you get off your ass and achieve something? How about that?
Instead of a podcast, it's a poutcast. We're just going to
poutcast on the morning show. Everything sucks. You turn on the TV now, it's like, oh, this is terrible. That's terrible. Oh, my God, this guy. Oh, the white skin. Oh, the black skin. Oh, the red skin. Shut up. Jesus, isn't it? It's getting old. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
You got to change everything. Now, where did Tevin come from? Where'd that name even come from? You might have to change your name, you know.
Yeah.
It's too close to heaven and there is no God. So, Tevin, heaven, you're out.
Yeah, well, then that's the rhyme that I would go with my whole life.
My whole life. Oh, it's all true. I actually had a guy, by the way, had an appointment, and I actually had a guy because he wasn't paying attention or he was being a smartass. My order was ready at the drugstore, and he said, of course, Tom Barnyard. He called me Tom Barnyard. Really? You think my last name is Barnyard to you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna stick with that too. I got given the name, you know, decades and decades ago, but I'm gonna stick with Barnyard.
I like it.
Yeah, you just go with whatever somebody just mumbles to you at the Starbucks drive-thru. Yeah.
That's exactly. I look around. Catherine and I are going to have our 40th anniversary coming up July 7th. I got a great son. I got a great daughter. I got great grandkids, wonderful friends. I have a fantastic job. I'm sorry, I can't piss and moan like 99% of the people do in America now. Everything sucks. Well, that's in your life, because maybe you should get off your ass and achieve something. What do you think?
Yeah. Set some goals, people.
Set a few goals, exactly. God, why do people want to be miserable? I've never understood that.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, I woke up this morning, and, well, first of all, it was way too bright because it felt like I woke up at about 9 o'clock, but the sky was blue. It's warm out. Like, let's go get some vitamin D outside. Like, soak up some sun. It's a good time to be alive.
Are there any people that think the way we do that, hey, man, what do you got, 80, 90, maybe 100 years, and you're going to piss and moan the whole time?
Yeah.
That's how you want to live the one life you got, is pissing and moaning.
Yeah. I would assume that all of our listeners also like to look on the bright side of things. So it's us and the listeners. Everybody else is miserable.
Oh, you know, I was thinking about that because I know we got about, well, we should be going, but tough titty. What do you think of this? That wine that they found in the basement of my house. There's a lot of it. You know, what we should do is got to set up a kind of a contest. Not really a game show. It's a contest.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how they would prove it as the one thing. But for every certain amount, let's say for every 100 people you get to listen to the Tom Bernard Show, to download the podcast, you, if you're the top that month, you get a couple of bottles of this fantastic wine.
Yeah.
That, or, you know, or you know, like what do you think of that?
Whoever subscribes to us on YouTube or something, like you pick a number and just like for all the new subscribers we get for the month, we'll pick one of them or two of them and throw you a bottle of wine. Or we load all the wine into like the back of a truck and hand them out like turkeys on Thanksgiving, like the friggin' Frank. Yeah, you get some wine. You get some wine.
Yeah, you get some wine. I'm telling you, we're gonna drive downloads by offering up very expensive wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because like to tell you the truth, most people probably would never even get the chance to taste something like that.
There you go.
Probably not.
So think
I know
about
I wouldn't.
That. You get a chance. Well, you're not getting any. I can guarantee you that. You're out of the mix.
I'll get everybody in the state to listen to this if I get a word.
There you go. We'll keep an eye on that, though. We got to come up with some either a game show or a giveaway that drives downloads because that's what this is all about. It's like driving listeners with all the game shows we did on KQRS.
Mm-hmm.
We drove people to KQRS on the dial, and mm-hmm. we'd be doing the same thing, only some people get some really good wine. That's pretty good, though, I think.
Yeah.
We got to figure out how to do it, though. We got to do it right. But do me one favor. Don't let legal get involved because it'll be totally, oh, there's booze. Oh.
I feel like our first mistake was talking about this
yes,
on
this
the
air. Yes,
this
should have been a pre-show. Yeah,
I never make mistakes. What are you talking about? All right, we'll think about it. Okay, take two of the beginning of the Tom Bernard Show for Wednesday. Yeah, there you go. All right, we'll be right back. Hi, it's Tom Bernard for Livia Weight Control Centers. Now is the time to get a jump on Summer Livia Way. Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Yes, I said get your first 8 weeks free in those first 8 weeks by following Livia's nutrition plan with the help of their expert team. And by the way, let me stop there for a second because I'm not making it up as I go. I talked to a guy yesterday about, he said, hey, Tom, you've already lost, you know, like 20-some pounds, 21, 22 pounds, whatever it is. You've only got like 26, 27 to go, something like that. That's absolutely amazing. I said, yeah, it's been a great program. He said, yeah, I went on it too. And he did the same thing. Just a listener happened to be on vacation, ran into him, and he said, yeah, I lost a lot of weight with Livia, so it's great to hear. Imagine how much better you'll feel, not to mention how much better your summer clothes will fit. Join today and you'll also receive a complimentary in-body scan. Join today and get your first 8 weeks of Livia's nutrition plan free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livea.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia's medical weight loss is now offering GLP-1 medications. I'm telling you, it does take away. If you've got any tiny bit of hunger left, that will take care of it. GLP-1 medication starting at just $2.99 per month. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer. Visit Livia.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. Get a jump on summer the Livia way.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
K&L Surplus and Ammo in Lionel Lakes is my choice for firearms, ammunition. Jim, the owner, great guy. Jim, the owner, is one of the most knowledgeable people in the business, and by that, I just mean, I'm talking whatever you need, he knows about it. He's very good at this job. He's one of the most knowledgeable people in the business, as a matter of fact. It's great getting you the right firearm for your specific needs, which is always a good thing. K&L Surplus and Ammo also works with local groups on raffles and auction fundraisers. Give, 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 Jim. That's all I'm saying. If your group has a fundraiser coming up, make sure to call Jim at K&L. Their number is 763-757-2614. He can put together a great package for your event and help you raise more money. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lana Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can reach him by phone at 763-757-2614. Or you can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You horn tootin'. There's no question about it. Oh, there's trouble.
Oh, boy.
What's happening, homie?
Oh, not too much, although your baseball team blew it last night, so.
That's what I understand. What, 10-6, Tevin told me was the final score?
10-6 was the final score. They were actually down. They were up, and then a grand slam put them down. 6-4, they came back and tied it, and then they collapsed. The bullpen, they didn't have their key bullpen guys available because of their previous workload, and so it was not pretty.
It's not. That's a good way to put it. It was not pretty.
Yeah, it was not. I mean, they have definitely played really good baseball of late, but that was an eminently winnable game, and Rocco, your guy Rocco, taking some heat today on Twitter because of his decisions with the bullpen. And Bailey Ober started, and I think he threw 84 pitches, and they took him out. And there's a lot of people saying, if your bullpen was so depleted and what you had wasn't that good, why didn't you let him throw more than 84 pitches?
I like it. That works for me.
But it's baseball, too. So if they go on a bad run here, then it's a problem. If they, you know, if they win, if they can take 3 of 4 and the series is tied, it's a 4-game series, tied at 1, if they can take 3 of 4 from the M's, they'll be just fine.
Well, I mean, I do agree with what AJ had to say earlier this morning. Before the show started, we were talking about this very thing, and he said, do you ever notice everybody named Rocco is either a criminal or an idiot? So I kind of agree with AJ now at this juncture.
Somehow I don't think Age said that, knowing Age.
You don't think so?
I just don't think he said it. But, I mean, I wouldn't mess with a guy based on that name. I will
Rocco.
Say that. Yeah. Yeah, that would probably get me to back off.
I have known a few Roccos in my life, nice Italian boys. While the fire chief, his older brother Michael Forte, was a really good friend of mine, and I knew Rocco too. But, you know, so I've known several Roccos, and, you know.
Which side do they land on in your mind, more so, criminal or idiot?
I love Italian food, so I can't say.
Oh, God, Italian food.
There you go.
I ain't gonna.
I do, man.
I'm not gonna debate you there. Good Italian food.
Some year, maybe next year, we'll find a venue down here and do a show from down here, and I'll take you guys to Stressa. It's one of the greatest Italian restaurants in America. Claudio, I've known him for 27 years. Been going to his restaurant for 27 years. It's phenomenal.
Is there a good Italian joint in not just the United States but the world that Lou Nanny does not know about, my question?
No, Louie knows about every Italian restaurant that's ever opened. God, we just had a couple of dinners with Louie this winter. The whole family was down. Well, not the whole family, but most of the family was down. Just sitting at a table with the Nanny family, it's quite the experience. There's no doubt about it. And I don't care where you are, New York, Florida, Minnesota.
Yep.
Everybody knows Louie.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's true.
Oh, I know. It's remarkable. But, I mean, that man has impeccable tastes in food and clothing. It really is remarkable.
His lovely wife, who's one of my favorite people in the world.
She's a saint.
Francine's the greatest.
She is a saint.
I mean, when you got it, there's always a balance, though, because you got somebody great like Francine, so you got to throw in Tino for balance. You know what I mean? You know, you got actually one of my best friends in the world.
I grew up watching him at Met Stadium playing goal. And then indoor games at Met Center for the kicks and then strikers. He was a hell of a goaltender.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm telling you, and what just a sweetheart of a man. He just is a great guy. Mm-hmm. Far too good for Michelle. Let me just put it that way.
No, so he's the same. Michelle.
the whole family, we get along real. Our families get along with their family and this family. I love that when the whole family gets along with everybody. That's wonderful.
Yeah, especially when they know good restaurants and you can all go to those good restaurants. That makes the getting along part even better. But I'm with you. I love like pastas. Oh, I love pastas.
Oh, yeah. No question. That's why we've both been on Livia.
Yeah, it is. It is exactly right. It's not sweets for me.
No, me
I'm
either.
Not sure about you. I'm not a big, like I don't mind sweets, but I'm not a big sweets. But my starches, pasta, rice. My wife thinks I'm crazy. She's like, rice has no taste. Why do you like rice? And I'm like, I love rice.
Me too. You take a can of just like chicken, whatever, chicken flavored water or whatever the hell that stuff is called. Just put that in rice. Just that alone is phenomenal.
I agree.
Chicken flavored rice. Oh,
I agree. And I'm in my own home mocked and ridiculed. And I said, I love that, but I love pastas. I love, yep. You are right. Livia is a beneficiary of our eating choices.
That's very true. We got to do it, man. There's no question about it. We got to get it done. I would say in any case, I don't know. I was just thinking about other stuff out in the world today. You know, we don't want to talk too much about the Twins because they got their ass handed to them when they shouldn't have probably. I do agree with you that Rocco does make some choices that I question. But, you know, he's the guy and I'm not, so good for you. And I don't know. What do you think?
I think they played well of late. Again, if this now leads to a problem, if this leads to another. I mean, that's my biggest thing is you won 12 consecutive games and 10 of those came against baseball teams that are not competitive.
Yeah.
And then you took 2 or 3 from the Red Sox. The Red Sox are competitive.
Yeah.
And so that was nice to see. You lost on Sunday. You won against the Mariners on Monday. You lost on Tuesday, but if you can win series now, you know, take 3 of 4, take 2 of 3 consistently. It's not going to happen every time. You're going to be in good shape. If I'm not mistaken, so Cleveland, Minnesota, and Kansas City all lost last night. So I think that right now Cleveland's on top of the Central, but they've got some injury problems too. And then Kansas City and the Twins are 2.5 back. So the nice thing with the Twins is at least they're back in it. Like it's fun to talk about them again. That start, I was really fearful they were never going to get back. So
I know. I've been there many, many years when they never did get back.
And we always got the Wolves, and we just have to wait till Friday.
Jesus, unbelievable. That's an amazing story. It really is. And the timing of it all with the selling of the team and the buying of the team, and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And they're going, yeah, really? Why don't you guys just piss and moan to each other? We'll just go kick some ass on the court.
It's like a movie.
It is like a movie. That's a very good way of putting it.
It's like a movie. You know what I mean? The damnedest thing. But yes, they're going back and forth, and now they're going to go to arbitration, and of course that's going to take, you know, an extended period of time probably. So the BS off the court is going to be ratcheted up, but you're right.
Yeah.
The players, the team itself doesn't care. So
no, I agree with that. You know, I got to do something here because I just saw this last night. Ran into a kid on the island here named Ben Westerhaus. Well, he's not a kid. I mean, he's younger than I am. So everybody younger than me is a kid. But in any case, ran into him and met the family and all the rest of it. Well, Denise Westerhaus, his mother, came down to visit him. Ben's parents, there are no bigger fans of this show than Ben's parents. They love the old KQ morning show. They love this show.
Nice.
So Denise, I keep hearing from Denise, I think popped on Facebook, as a matter of fact. I think she did. That's what I was told anyway. I'll go check later on today. But it's so cool, no matter where you are now in America, there's somebody who either used to listen to the KQ morning show and then moved over here or listened to this show or whatever. Everywhere I go, I didn't even know I was that recognizable. Am I that odd looking?
No, you're not that. No. But I think what's really cool is that people can now listen or watch anywhere.
I suppose that's what it is, probably.
So like the Snowbirds, right?
Yeah, that's true. I think you're absolutely right. That maybe that's why I get recognized so much, because I was not on camera before, but I have been for the last 14 months. So maybe that's the big difference. You might be right.
And once you start talking, it's not hard.
Hey, what the hell are you talking about?
Once you start talking, your voice is not exactly hard. If you heard, if you were a KQ person, and I hear your voice, there's not a lot of question about is that Bernard? I'm not sure if that's his voice or not. Your voice is immediately recognizable.
I sound like my mother. I'm not kidding you. I do.
It's done well for you for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, until the politicians got a hold of me.
Yeah,
you got the pipes. That was a whole different deal. Ah, you know, thanks, Toots. I appreciate it. Theophila Dane Barnard. That was her name. Lovely woman. So what else is coming up in sports? Anything good we should know about?
Twins play again today, which is the great thing about baseball. You can piss one away, and you can come right back the next day and have a chance to win. So, and then, as I said, I think because of probably partially building availability, but also TV, mm-hmm. The only problem with the NBA playoffs is the break now. So the Wolves played Saturday,
right.
Monday, which made a lot of sense in Denver. And then they get the entire basically week off until Friday. And so that's not great. But, I mean, the Wolves thing is just the dominant storyline, and it should be. I mean, it's just it's the type of thing that in this town we have not had really for a long time now.
Yeah, I agree.
And the positivity is off the charts. But if you think about it, you know, the Vikings were the Vikings last felt like a real threat in 2017. The Wolves have had one playoff run in their history until now. So
you made a mistake. It's 1977, not 2017.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just saying getting to the conference championship game, but you're right. You're right.
1977.
Yeah, January of 77, right?
Oh, God. Jesus. I can't take it. Think of how horrible this team has been for so many decades.
Well, or it's not been. It's ripped people's hearts out.
Oh, God, yes.
Because, you know, in 87, conference championship. In 98, one loss all season, conference championship. In 2009, conference championship.
Yep.
You know, the 41 donut game against the Giants, which I believe was January of 2001, mm-hmm. and then the loss to Philadelphia in what would have been, January of 2018. Mm-hmm. I've always thought that those weren't that bad because at least they got their ass kicked.
Yeah.
So it's not as hard. But, I mean, think about the gut-wrenching. And I mean, that's what's affecting sports fans now, I think, with the Wolves. They're like, when's it going to happen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because this is Minnesota.
When's it going to happen? We need a damn championship so that there's a reference point.
Yeah. Well, I would say if it was going to happen, we dodged the bullet when Murray threw the heating pad out onto the court and none of our players stepped on it and got hurt. So I would say I think we dodged the kind of the event that would have mysteriously ended our season. So I think we're past that point. So now we can just focus on the finals. We're winning it all.
And the thing about that is, too, he didn't get suspended. He just got fined $100,000. Yeah. Crazy. But I actually love that because now there's no, like, excuse as to why the Wolves are going to wrap up this series. They're going to win in four or five, it seems like. But they're doing it against a full-strength Denver team. There's no excuses. Mm-hmm. Like, they were missing their second best. No. They're going to kill them. Yeah, full strength.
It's a punishment. It's a punishment the guy has to play.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray's miserable. I'm telling you, I think he would have taken a suspension and gladly said, I'll sit. No problem.
Absolutely.
Let you guys try and play.
I want to get suspended and sit around on my ass and do nothing. Now we're talking.
Yeah. Cut the fine in half and suspend me.
I thought for sure one of the three of you were going to say, that's already what you do is sit around on your ass and do nothing.
Oh.
We like coming on the show every day. So
think that door might close?
It's what we all do, Tom.
Yeah.
It's our business. True. We sit on our ass and talk.
Pretty good. But then people like Denise Westerhaus are out there supporting the show along with their whole family. Yeah, baby.
That's all well, I know. You know what? Exactly.
I wonder if we have you guys would probably know this, Judd. Do you guys have a pretty big audience over on the west side of Florida, over in Marco Island, that area?
We have, especially Purple Daily in particular, we have listeners everywhere. So if there's a Minnesota contingent that's like moved, to a certain, like, right. I would guess, and I have no clue, I've not seen this, but I would guess that we have a pretty good core audience for our shows, and especially the Vikings show in Naples.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because
it feels like yep. like that is essentially Minnesota South.
Yeah, because I've already received several notes from people over in Naples, Marco Island, that whole area, going, "Hey, been listening to the show down here. It's great to be able to bring Minnesota down with me."
More in particular, Edina South.
Yeah, true.
Jeez,
it's all
a little bit of Wayzata sprinkled in, some Minnetonka.
Fellow, listen to you. Don't you have to go?
I'm from Minnetonka. I grew up there.
Oh, rich kid.
I grew up there.
Oh,
I
went look to at the, look at my diamonds.
Yeah, yeah, right. Look at me. I'm so special. Yeah. I was not a skipper though. I was a red knight because I went to Benilde.
Went to Benilde.
I went to Benilde before it was super expensive and when we sucked in sports because I had a diehard Catholic mother.
Oh yeah. There you go.
13 years of Catholic school.
I went 8. And then I quit in 10th grade, so I went 8 Catholic and 1.5 non-Catholic.
I told you, I went to St. Therese in Deephaven, K through 8, mm-hmm. and then Benilde, 9 through 12.
I got married at St. Therese in Deephaven.
Me too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, gorgeous church.
You know what? Priest hated me, though. Apparently, he knew who I was from the morning show, and he did not like me.
off the air, you have to tell me which one.
Yes, I could do that.
we'll you do have that to sometime. Text me which one because it might be the same. Well, it depends on when did you get married? What year do you?
84.
Oh, I bet I know who it was then. Yeah.
I bet you do.
I was actually, and I have no bad experiences, so I'm not saying this flippantly, but I was an altar boy for about 4 or 5 years at St. Therese. I was an altar boy. Funerals paid.
That's real nice.
You got a little something for funerals. So I would actually work them. I had no idea who died.
Work them.
But I would work them.
Judd's just like, oh, I can't wait for somebody's grandmother to pass away because I really need to get the new whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
1983, Devin. Exactly. I need to get that new game where your thumbs are busy.
The Atari just came out and I need to get Pong.
A new chain for my Schwinn bike.
Yeah.
You're a horrible person. That's all I have to say.
It's America.
The Merchant of Death, Judd Zolgad.
It's America. People die. You need altar boys. Look, that was in those days, at least, dealing with the incense as well. So they owed me. Because if you've ever dealt with incense, that stuff is potent.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll close with this. More of what Judd and I have in common. Nice Catholic boys. I was an altar boy for 1 week.
Oh, God.
I wonder one why. Week.
Okay, I wonder why Tommy got fired as an altar boy.
What'd you do?
Well, it might have been Easter, and we might have snuck into the church and picked up palms to lie to our parents that we actually went to Easter Sunday Mass when we didn't. And right behind us. And by the way, one of my friends had to say, while we're going through the palms, oh, all I got left are the effed up ones in the church. In the vestibule. And right behind us was the Monsignor.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was pretty great. That was a wonderful day right there.
So you were out?
Out. Not of the school, but of altar boy. Yep.
Wow.
They fired me that moment. I was fired as an altar boy. And I had never served a mass, so there you go. I was only an altar boy 1 week.
It was a lot of work, actually. Well, that's not a bad idea.
I'd do it again then.
It's not a bad. Yeah, you might.
I like that.
You might get the effed up ones.
All right, Pally. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Behave.
All right, bye.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Eggert up next. Mike Lindell, MyPillow employees. Want to thank my listeners for all of your continued support, and I thank you as well, obviously. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now. For the best prices ever, when you use promo code Tom and you get free shipping on your entire order, get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. 6-pack towel sets for only $29.98. Take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses, mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale from the brand new kitchen towels. And again, I know I talk about this all the time, but it's very important. They have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb. Huge for Tommy. They have dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, a lot more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM, and you get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code TOM.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
What do you think of that action? Look, when you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. Yeah, because I don't want to die in a crash. That'd be nice. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market, the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. I am a paid endorser.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look who's rocking out. It's Chris Eggert. Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. So... Egret.
I like that funky beat there on that music coming back. You ever play a bass guitar, Tom?
I never did. I was a drummer. Were you a drummer and a singer?
Well, then as a rhythm guy, you'd be set up for that because I think there's a more of a natural. From musically, they're more similar, right?
Boy, I tell you one thing. I used to do that pit. How is it that I have all these stories about how I piss people off? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm spotting a trend.
Tom, I kind of feel like it's kind of your thing, right?
You know, there was a band called the Del Counts, and I love them. I mean, they were just wonderful. Matter of fact, a very good friend of mine, Chuck. He's a great guy. But so we played. They had a great song called Let the Good Times Roll. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Come on, baby, let me feel yours. It was a really good song. Yeah. But I pissed everybody off. Because I'm me. Because the drum part was, come on, baby, let the good time, right? Mm-hmm. Only yep. I, one time up on stage, decided, you know what? I'm not going to tell anybody, but I'm going to change it up. So I went. See, instead mm-hmm. of. I went. And everybody
just got flare.
Yeah. Really pissed. But it was the same beat. It was the same timing.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't even have noticed it. But everybody noticed it, I'll tell you that. Big babies.
That's because the I'm sure the front man was all mad.
Oh, yeah.
Always the front man.
Very upset.
Drummer sitting in back doing all the work. Front man's up dancing around getting all the glory.
Typical. Typical. That's all I have to say. So what's happening in the news? I know that you can't call Boy Scouts of America anymore. It's just the Scouts of America or Scouting Compound or whatever the hell it's called.
What I don't know is then did the Girl Scouts change their...
Yeah, it didn't say. I just don't understand. Who cares? I don't... You be who... You be you, right?
Yeah, I'm curious. And I didn't... I just read the headline on that and I didn't read further into it. I like, whatever. I guess I was wondering... Why have Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts? Call it all Scouting America or whatever you're going
to
call it.
You're going to have to.
Yeah, but I didn't get the sense that Girl Scouts was changing.
I didn't see anything about that at all. It just said Boy
but
Scouts.
But I shouldn't say that. I need to, before I spout off.
Were you a Boy Scout?
I was not. I was a Cub Scout for a minute, and I did the Pinewood Derby. I was there for the Pinewood Derby year. How about any of you guys? Were any of you guys Pinewood Derby?
Nope. My brother was in Cub Scouts to do the Pinewood Derby, and I thought it was cool, but not cool enough to join Cub Scouts. But yeah.
Oh, aren't we special?
I don't remember it being a particularly rewarding experience in retrospect.
No, it's like a wood block with wheels that just rolled down.
Yeah,
this
I mean, it's
kind
of cool, right? Yes. I remember yes. there being some, I can't quite put my finger on it, but I remember there being some sort of strife about whether it was getting to the Cub Scout meetings or the building of the car itself. I don't know. I don't really quite remember. Fuzzy memories.
But, I think it's called boxcar racing because, right? It's called boxcar racing. Isn't that what they call it?
No. Well, these particular things was a Pinewood Derby.
Oh, the Pinewood Derby. Yeah, yeah. Same thing. It was all orange crates, wasn't it? That's what they were built out of, was orange crates.
Back no. These were little blocks of wood that you
made literally blocks of wood.
Car.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
You fashion it into a car, and it had to be weighted right, and you got the aerodynamics right, and it was a whole thing. The whole project was to get it built. And, you know, not only to look cool, but to also perform well, which I don't think mine did either of those things.
Neither one?
No.
Yeah, I never got involved in that kind of thing. I don't know. I just played a little baseball over at North Commons and Cleveland Park and a little basketball, a little football, that kind of deal. I went skating once in my life. That was good.
Figure skating?
I don't think it was figure, but it ended up being a figure because I slipped and fell and the blade went right up my keister.
So I
never put them on again. I skated once in my life.
You were literally ripped a new asshole.
I was indeed. And now I work with three of them. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I was torn a new... The boss was calling you in. Well,
I don't know if I should have said that word.
Of course you should have. Why not? It's a podcast. Calm down.
I guess I'll find out.
Yes. Denise Westerhouse, call and complain. Channel 5. Call over there. Anyway, so that was not a pleasant experience. Actually, it was kind of weird because it bled a little bit, but then it just kind of stopped, thank God, because it sealed itself off or something. I clenched my butt cheeks or something. I don't know what happened.
Jesus.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, don't let it happen to you. That's the whole reason I'm bringing it up.
What kind of magical stuff's going on back there, Tom?
Magic. Yeah, there's some magic back there. All right.
You got like self-healing. You don't even need Preparation H, man. That thing just takes care of itself.
Like Wolverine.
There is one thing magical about that area on me, and I don't know how the hell it worked out, but whatever. You know how you're sitting around by yourself and you're just hanging out, you're watching a little TV, and you go, you know what, I got to lay down a bunt, but nobody else is around, so whatever. So, you fart.
Oh.
Every time Catherine walks in about a half a second later, it's like, how do you time this so perfectly? And she goes, Jesus, and runs back into the bedroom.
You got to blame the dog.
Well, that's why I tried that, but the dog's always with her, so I can't even do that.
Then I guess you're kind of screwed on that one.
It's not fair, I say. There's no question about it. So what else is happening in the world? Anything good?
No. But I will say
no,
that
no.
I brought this up yesterday, and I told you about this explosion up between Princeton and Mille Lacs. Did you guys see any video of that?
Mm-hmm.
It is just pulverized. Two people died in the dog. So I had a feeling it wasn't going to be good because we were
our
crew that was on the scene was quite a ways back, and that pink insulation and crap was hanging from all the trees. And then we got the chopper up over it, and it bad deal. So they're trying to figure out what happened. It seems like there's been a lot of there've been number of those things happening, and I'm not drawing any correlation. It just seems weird. I don't know if there's a certain time of year. I don't know. It's weird.
You know what's weird about that, though, is that you're right, that usually it's when it's really cold when you have all those explosions. Yeah. You know, it's not when it's a warm winter like that. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. And they're looking into the something with a propane tank. And it sounded like the guy did welding out there, too. Ooh. So, I mean, obviously, if that had anything to do with it, welding equipment, forget about it. But anyway.
Yeah, you got that right. This is a very, very sad story. But you're right. A lot of fires this year.
Yeah,
I don't know what that's all about.
And I guess everything's great in the city of Minneapolis.
It is.
Yeah, the mayor had his state of the city yesterday, and it's everything's perfect.
I'm glad to hear that. That's it's good to know. I have many friends that own businesses. I mean,
that's a Cliff's Note version of it.
Yeah,
everything's fine. Everything's
nothing to see here.
He said it's the place to work. Applications for work in the city are up 101% from last year. So and the number of hires are up 26%.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Everything's great. So Minneapolis is great.
Booming.
Glad to hear it because I, as you know, from the time I was about 7 years old on, I used to walk up and down Hennepin Avenue at least twice a week because I could walk. It was about a mile and a half from my house, something like that. Nobody ever bothered me, ever, never, for the, I think, 35, 40 years that I did that. And then all of a sudden, it kind of hit the wall there, didn't it?
Well, I would say all this Timberwolves stuff is going to be super good for downtown.
Yeah, I agree.
There was a lot of talk last night about some kind of big event happening to coincide with the game on Friday and, like, a bunch of bars doing specials and giving away Wolves stuff. And so I would listen for that today. I didn't, the details were pretty slight, but it sounds like more is going to be coming out on that. So that, I mean, that honestly is what downtown needs more than anything, is just people back down there.
Yes.
People
absolutely
pushes the riffraff, you know, and, you know, hopefully, you know, I think say what you will. I think a healthy downtown is very important, and
no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's working down there and this and that, whatever. So hopefully those businesses will get it and the Wolves will have a nice long playoff run.
I love it. And we'll have another nice run with you tomorrow at this time.
And who knows what we'll learn. We learned a lot of things today that I was not expecting.
Did.
Yeah.
Like you say things that are filthy on the air, but you know, other than that.
Well, in your self-healing.
Tuckus.
Tuckus. Yes. The Tuckus.
Tuckus. All right, bye guys.
Cushion man took us. All right, in any case, all right, we'll talk to you. Get all these. Now we're swearing in several languages, which is good.
Right.
I like
go.
That. Goodbye. Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. This show, what a disaster. 14 months of a disaster. That's all I have to say. What do you think?
Yeah. Chris comes on the show and it just everything just becomes unhinged.
Unhinged, just dirty, disgusting. It's just that's what follows a guy like Chris Eggert around.
Way to go, Eggert. Typical. Typical.
Yep.
We got to take a break. Be right back. A little news coming up right after this. Every new year is a chance for a fresh start. And the most profitable start you can make in 2024 is to take advantage of the business opportunities in lovely Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I love Sioux Falls. Make 2024 your year to discover the benefits of Sioux Falls. We're hearing from Minnesota companies considering expanding or relocating to the Sioux Falls area. Minnesota business people are excited about our short commutes, safe streets, and quality of life excellence. We've got the details at SiouxFallsDevelopment.com. In Sioux Falls, you'll discover a friendly pro-business attitude along with a productive growing workforce, no personal or corporate state income tax, low workers' comp rates, and a lot less red tape is really important. We've got great people, affordable buildings, and sites ready and waiting for your expansion plans. It's an easy decision once you look at the advantages. 2024 is the time to make your move to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Visit SiouxFallsDevelopment.com.
I've been tracking the weather in Minnesota for a long time. I'm 5 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Ken Barlow. And in the morning, I've got to be right, because my forecast affects your family's entire day. And in the evening, you can count on my friend, Ren.
That's right, Ken. I'm 5 Eyewitness News Evening Meteorologist Ren Clare. And as a Minnesotan, I know our weather can be tricky. Throughout the day and into the night, I've got you covered with an accurate forecast to help keep your family safe and ready for any weather.
And don't forget, no matter how things change or what time of day, you'll always get our forecast first. At the start of every newscast on 5 Eyewitness News. Start your day with me, Ken Barlow.
And wrap up your day with me, Ren Clare.
Because 5 Eyewitness News is always tracking our weather, so you're always alerted first. It's why 5 Eyewitness News is Minnesota's weather authority.
Let's take a second to talk about my bank. That, of course, would be North American Banking Company. If you own a business or are thinking about starting one, make sure to check out my friends at North American Banking Company. I know, it's Bilski. When your business is looking to capitalize on an opportunity or solve a problem, turn to their experts because they are locally owned and operated. Loan decisions are made here in the Twin Cities. They are not shipped out of states like most people do. They ship it out of state and whatever, you know. They don't do that with Bilski. This helps business owners expand with confidence. Very important. So if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my friends at North American Banking Company? Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You horn tooting. It absolutely is. No question about it. God, we've been picking on Italians all day. I look down and Frankie Spice Morelli is going to be our guest in about 5 minutes. Nice. He'll appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, probably absolutely, right?
I guess 10 minutes, not 5 minutes.
I will not be picking on Frankie Spice Morelli.
No.
No.
Zero chance.
You got to do what Don Rickles used to do to all, like Dean Martin and all that. He'd walk out stage. Hey, Johnny, how you doing? Oh, God, look who's here. Dean Martin. Ad-a-ba-dundi-ba-dundi. He just make up Italian words. God, that was an era. You guys should go back. There are movies about it and all the rest of it. Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Don Rickles and, I mean, all those people in that same group. It was unbelievable. The laughs. I wish I would have gotten a chance to see those guys all together out in Vegas. That must have been unbelievable, you know?
Yeah, that whole kind of era back then, and maybe it's just because it's like, you know, the old days and it seems like a bigger deal, but it seems like that was kind of like the height of entertainment and like celebrity. Yep. As far as like, we don't have those type of figures today where they all kind of just get around and schmooze. Everybody's too pretentious at times.
It feels and I feel like just now with like the internet and stuff, you can feel like you see people like that more often, like the bigger stars where it's like that you either saw them on a scheduled program and that was like must watch television, appointment television, or you had to go visit them in person and they had either like the residency in Vegas or they had the limited tours and stuff. So yeah, just very much more limited, more high profile entertainment.
Yeah.
God, I just loved it. Absolutely. You know, I tell you one thing about Dean Martin, how smart that man was. They offered him his own TV show, I believe on CBS. I'm almost certain it was on CBS. Mm-hmm. And they were negotiating a salary. And he said, no, you don't have to worry about that. I'll just take stock in the company. They said, what? I believe, was it RCA? What did RCA own? Was that, I can't remember if it was CBS or not. RCA was one of the big companies involved. So whatever channel that was back in the day. But he made millions of dollars by doing that. Mm-hmm. He got a piece of the company instead of a salary. And he made a ton of money doing it. Very smart guy.
Yeah, and that's kind of like the like when Michael Jordan signed his shoe deal.
Yep,
he was like, "I want a percentage of whatever of the sales," and that wasn't too good of a deal for. I mean, Nike made a bunch of money off of Jordan, but they probably would have wished he would have said, "I want a salary instead."
Yeah.
Well, you're probably right about that. Well, that's not the way it works. If he's going to be the biggest part of it, that's just the way it is, man. You got to pay up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, you big babies. That's all I have to say. So everyone, and that's everyone around the world. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just, is there a group? Well, no, actually, I was going to ask you, is there a group like that now? But there wasn't even a group like that in my generation. That was, you know, my parents' generation, Dean Martin and all those people,
mm-hmm.
Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a group of that got together like that in my generation, and there certainly isn't in your generation either.
No. Like today, I saw a quote the other day where somebody said, in today's entertainment world, it's a bunch of C-plus talent getting A-plus treatment. And I was like, that is probably the most accurate thing to describe, whether it's, you know, music. And there are good, you know, A-style, the great musicians or mm-hmm. actors and things like that. Yep. But it definitely gets watered down because anybody can, me and AJ can go into a studio and put a song out. And if we're just that popular, it'll be famous.
It's going to be bad, but.
Oh, it'll be terrible. But yeah, there's no gatekeeping anymore.
If you guys put a duet together, I just want to come in and do one line. I want to be the one that says, and the chicken tastes like wood.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say.
Yeah, and there's no iconic lines like that anymore.
No. Rap was that Rapper's Delight, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or I always think of, I think it was, was it Luther Vandross? Or there was some R&B song back in the day where he talks about, I was watching TV until the TV just went off. Like, because it, programming just like stopped after a while. It's like, yeah, we don't have anything like that anymore.
That was something else to stay up until they played the Star Spangled Banner just before the channel shut off for the night. That was a whole different experience, man. That's when you knew you were probably drinking too much. Like, I woke up, why did I watch them shut off the channel last night after about 900 glasses of wine? Now I have to go to work. Won't that be great?
And the thing is, I feel like if that happened today with me, if I woke up in the middle of the night and it was just like static on the television, mm-hmm. I would be so scared, like a ghost or a demon. But that was just like a normal thing.
Right.
Just a normal thing.
They signed off every night. And it was unbelievable. Yeah. But I stayed up many, many. Well, again, you know, you got a psychopath living in your house. You're not going to sleep all that well. So I watched it. I watched the channels turn off quite often when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, there's a lot of things from the past that today feel completely foreign. Like, I was looking at a list the other day, and there was people were talking about how in like the 70s, if you were like considered a good kid and you got a note from your parents, mm-hmm. you could go out and have a cigarette break in the middle of classes, like in high school. Like, just, yeah, casually, let's go out and have a cigarette.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No. So, you know.
Boy, it's a different world now, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing my grandpa tell stories about, like, back in his day, and I was like, Grandpa, you would be thrown in prison today if you did,
that's nice.
Did that type of stuff.
That's very, very nice. Grandpa, you'd be thrown in prison.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't murdering anybody or anything like that, but my dad and his brothers were getting into some trouble around town, and they threw a brick through the back of a police car. And the officer, because they knew my grandpa, were like, they didn't take him to jail or anything like that. They brought him back home. And then my grandpa was like to like negotiate with my grandpa about how to like make sure these kids aren't causing a ruckus anymore. And so, yeah,
in some cases that might've been worse than jail.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. My dad was like, I wish you would have taken me to jail.
Yeah.
Yes. I understand that. I do understand that. We got to take a break. Be right back. Mob Cookbook and Diet Frankie Spice Morelli. Well, join us right after this. In addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearms safely and worry-free. Very, very important. You've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one, don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you're no longer using, call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely and through consignment and auction. I know Jim. He's an extremely knowledgeable guy, great guy, too. Will help you get top dollar, which is very important, of course. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off of your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lina Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game.
I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM. You get free shipping on your entire order. You get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses and mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM, and you can get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146, go to MyPillow.com, and use promo code TOM.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Hello, we're back. Whenever we're ready to go, let me know.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on that call for Mr. Morelli here, so hopefully in a minute here.
Nah, whatever. You know, you got to do what you got to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
you feel me?
I don't think Frankie Spice Morelli is a guy that I'm going to rush. I'm going to let him walk in on his own time, you know?
Call him up and hey, get off your ass, and then hang up.
Yeah, he's got some mob business he's attending to at the moment, we'll go with.
But MOBB stands for something totally different. Did you know that?
Yes, he's trying to spin it into more of a positivity type of thing.
Mercy and optimism beyond borders. That's what the new mob stands for.
Bringing people together.
I love
bringing bringing people together. I can't wait to talk to him because what I like is the mob cookbook and diet. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing about me losing weight, because I've, you know, lost great weight and Livia, and it's going really, really well. But I got to talk to Frankie about, there have to be some Italian dishes that don't have 8 billion carbohydrates and calories in them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, if you're telling me I can still eat Italian food and lose weight, I mean, that's the secret's going to be unlocked. I'm going to be in the best spot of all time. Are you kidding?
I'm in. No, I agree with you, AJ. Italian food is just one of those, I cannot stay away from it. I just love Italian food. You know, and but that's not a Catholic thing necessarily, because, you know, the Italians all go to Catholic school, and I did too. But you guys all ate Italian food growing up, too.
There's nothing better than Italian food.
I agree. I agree 100%. You start to get into the lasagnas and that kind of stuff. It's like, oh, my God, is that good?
Yeah, the lasagna from here in Minnesota, D'Amico and Sons.
Oh, yeah.
Like, probably the best lasagna I've ever had.
There's no question about it. Larry does a great job with all that stuff. No doubt about it. I'm telling you, man, it's. I'm hoping to learn some things when Frankie's ready to go, because I got to lose about another 28 and a half pounds, something like that. So I can't be messing it up. But I got to have Italian food once in a while.
Oh, absolutely. I'm curious, because he wrote this or came up with this cookbook while he was in prison. So I'm curious to see how this all came together as well.
Speaking of him, we've got Mr. Morelli on the line.
Frankie Spice Morelli, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderfully well, and now I'm going to even do better because, Frankie, I need your help with this. This could not have happened to me personally at a better time, because I grew up a nice Catholic boy, and I'm trying to drop some weight. I need to lose about 28 pounds, something like that. But, Frankie, I love Italian food, and what am I going to do?
Well, you're going to get a copy of our book, and if you want more, we'll send you some more after the interview. Just have your producer give it to the guy that booked this, and we'll send you some copies of our book. And basically, it's vetted by a top nutritionist, and we have three diets in there called the Vini, Vidi, Vici, which means I came, I saw, I conquered.
Yep.
Okay? So we have that in there. and we have all the nutritional information, whether you're lactose intolerant or have any food allergies. It's the perfect book for you. Also, the recipes. Yeah, the recipes are outstanding and they're easy to make.
Frankie, honest to God, I don't know that. Once again, now you gave me a stronger belief in God, because I'm looking around, I'm going, this is going really well. I've already dropped like 22 pounds. I want to drop about 50. I want to go from about 265 down to about 214, somewhere in there. And the one, it's not a problem so far, Frankie, but, you know, I get scared. Like I said, I grew up in Catholic school, went to school with a bunch of Italian kids and all the rest of it. I cannot go through life, Frankie, without eating Italian food. I can't do it.
Well, this is a perfect book, because a lot of the recipes are like Mediterranean salads, soups. The pastas you can eat in moderation. You can even eat desserts on your cheat day. It's so easy. Like our San Marzano tomato sauce is very easy to make. And it's better than 99% of the sauces that you get by celebrity chefs, because the secret is just the tomatoes. And I have a friend that's a tremendous chef, and I said, Tony, your sauce is horrible. It has a bad aftertaste because you're using bad tomatoes and putting too much crap in your sauce. And to make a good sauce, it's simple. And his nickname's Anthony the Axe. I thought he was going to whack me, but he
there you go. Okay. You're still alive, Frankie. I'm glad you're still alive.
And he's my friend, and he's like Sonny from The Godfather on steroids.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good news. I gotta ask the boys a question. Is there any way you guys could put a picture of Frankie up on screen? Do you have one that you could pop that up, or is that too much?
I might be able to make that work here.
Too much too soon. Frankie, I do have to ask you this question, because we're going to put your picture up. This is a video, not only a morning show on audio, it's on video as well. So I want to put your picture up, because Frankie, where did you grow up?
Florence, Colorado. And everybody laughs, but at one point in time, Southern Colorado, which includes Florence, Canyon City, and Pueblo, had more Italians per capita than anywhere in the United States. In fact, there's a book called The Rocky Mountain Mafia. And in fact, if you go to the Mob Museum in Vegas, they'll have like St. Louis, New York, all the Chicago, and they'll have Pueblo, Colorado. And my grandfather bootlegged Dago Red, you know, in the 20s and 30s. And Canyon City, which is a town over, had the Ku Klux Klan. Well, and they were prejudiced against Italians and blacks and Jewish people and such. Well, basically, the Ku Klux Klan ran out of Canyon City, Colorado, let's just say. I mean, there's still prejudice there, but the Paisans kind of ruled the roost there. They got rid of them.
I think it's wonderful. The reason I asked him to put up your picture, Frankie, is because there's your picture right there. Meet our mob, Frankie Spice Morelli, ladies and gentlemen. There's a picture of you that was sent to me. There's two pictures. That picture we have up now, and there's another one. But Frankie, you have a look on your face. Again, I grew up Catholic, so I was always around Italian family, Spanish families, you know, a lot of French family, you know, the Catholic people. You, Frankie, get that perfect, you do what I tell you. I'm just warning you, do what I tell you. You have that perfect do what I tell you look on your face, this thing that they sent me. Frankie, you're
I'm not
perfect
really that way.
You what?
I'm not really that way, but that's a compliment.
It is a compliment. You're absolutely right. I'm very excited about this, Frankie, and I cannot wait to get your book, because I'm very serious about this. I'm not making it up. The battle that I have in my life, the one food I cannot stay away from is Italian food. I just love it. I love everything about it, whether it's, you know, a spaghetti or a lasagna or a pizza or whatever the hell it is. Frankie, it's great food. It just is.
No, and it got rated number one. Beat out French, Spanish, Chinese, Japanese. A lot of independent food critics rate Italian food as number one. And I'm saying that because I'm Italian, but I actually have the evidence to back it up.
So you're not making it up?
No, and I'm not hiding the evidence either. But anyway, but it's really simple to make. And that's what's so good about Italian cooking, it's simplicity. You know, it's not a bunch of fancy sure. sauces and stuff like that. And what's so good about this book, you know, it's a coffee table cookbook. It's unlike any book ever on the market. The stories are inspirational, yet they're fun and they're easy to read. And a lot of people that have bought the book said they couldn't put the book down. Mm-hmm. I had one food critic that she's vetted thousands of cookbooks over 4 years. In fact, I'm doing a book signing this Saturday at their bookstore. She said, this is one or two of any of the cookbooks I've ever seen. Not because I'm a celebrity chef, but because of the way that it's constructed. It's 12 inches by 12 inches, weighs almost 5 pounds, opens flat, is easy to read. See, most cookbooks don't open flat unless they're a binder book. Well, this is not a binder book. I got a special Smith-Sewn binding, so it lays out completely flat, and the type is big, and it's fun, it's inspirational, and MOB actually means mercy and optimism beyond borders. That's acronym. Mm-hmm. Yep. Everybody deserves a second chance in life, including those who've fallen, such as myself. You know, everybody has an addiction to something, whether it's chocolate, gambling, smoking, drinking, or whatever. You know, the only person that was perfect got crucified. Every one of us has vices. But through positive thinking, exercise, and diet, people can change for the good. I did, and I was very depressed when I was in prison, to be honest with you. I had to see a psychologist and a psychiatrist. I was on Ramron. I got off of all my medications, no longer had to see a psychiatrist or psychologist. So anybody can turn their life around if they really want to.
I think that's wonderful news. I love this, too. Our book is about inspiration, positive thinking, motivation for people from all walks of life to make positive changes for the better and to live longer, happier, healthier lives through sound diet, exercise, positive thinking, while enjoying entertainment. Here's my favorite line in the whole story, right here, Frankie. And positive thinking while enjoying entertaining mafia stories along the way.
Yeah.
I love that, Frankie.
And they're real-life mafia guys that I became friends with, and they let me put them in the book, you know. From Nicky Scarpa Jr., who took 8 bullets to the chest and lived, to Tommy Guns, to Frankie the Ice Pick, to Tyree the Gangster, Jimmy the Beast, Jeremy the Jet. I've interacted, and Anthony the Axe, who's my real good buddy, and he's a top-drawer chef.
It is wonderful. And I've told this story a few times on the show already, so I apologize to people that have heard it. But, Frankie, one of my favorite stories of all time, I go to visit my friends, nice Sicilian family in North Minneapolis where I grew up, and I walk in, and I say hello to the father in the family, and he says hello to me. He's playing a little Tony Bennett. I'm hearing a little Tony Bennett on the record player at the time. And I said, oh, Tony Bennett. And he goes, what? I said, you listen to Tony Bennett. I love Tony Bennett. He goes, in this house, it's Antonio De Benedetto. You got it? I went, okay. I will never forget that, Frankie.
I've seen him 3 times. And, you know, Tony Bennett was a really good artist. And and he became popular again doing duets with Madonna. Not Madonna, but Lady Gaga. I'm sorry, Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Lady Gaga. Yes.
Okay, Frankie, I'm going to get your book. I'm going to start my eating program. I'm going to finish off. I got about 27 and a half, 28 more pounds to lose, something like that. And I'm going to include your recipes in my diet. So you got to come back a couple more times before I get down to my goal at 214.
No problem. And you can get our book on Amazon, okay? Go to Amazon. And remember, this book is a coffee table book, and it's a great gift. It's different than any other cookbook.
Cannot wait to see it, Frankie.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie Spice Morelli, MOB Cookbook. But MOB does not stand for criminals. It stands for Mercy and Optimism Beyond Borders. This guy was in prison for how long was Frankie in prison?
He didn't mention it. Frankly, long enough to where you're able to befriend inmates who also kind of had that mob history, get on their good side, to where they share stories and get approval to put in a book. And then also, you're just talking, hey, what's some cooking tips? What are some recipes that you have from the mob stuff? And my favorite part about that is every friend of his that has a mob history, they all have the best nicknames.
Oh.
Anthony the Axe. Mickey the Beast.
Yeah, well, and I think Jimmy the Beast was like, I want to say like a very notorious, like he'll probably chop up some bodies and leave them somewhere where they'll never be found type of thing. And he got inmates to help him in their library time to type the cookbook for him.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine like going around prison? Hey, I need you to type this cookbook for me in your free time. Like, how are you recruiting all these inmates to help you out?
You know, I gotta say this because I know we got to get to Kristen Burt here in a second. But growing up where I grew up, I just, when I talk to people like Frankie Morelli, I'm reminded how lucky I was as a little boy through all the way through high school and all the rest of it. Hanging out with my Jewish friends, my Italian friends, my Spanish friends, my black friends, going to their houses, them coming to my house. I really wish the world had blended the way my neighborhood did when I grew up, because, yeah, they did burn it to the ground after, you know, a pretty rough late 60s. But just to go in those different houses and learn all those different things, if you were paying attention, you could learn a lot just by going to your friends' houses. It was wonderful, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I'm very, very lucky. Frankie Spice Morelli. That's all. I already love the guy, and I never even met him.
What a guy.
What a guy. What a woman coming up. KB2 right after this.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw and Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Kristen Burt Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to NABankCo.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. So we were just talking to Spice Morelli. You better be good today, sister.
I want to know what some of those mob recipes are. They sound good.
He's going to send me a book. I can't wait. I'm seriously, Kristen, I'm not kidding. It's the one thing about dieting that I have a problem with. I love Italian food so much that most diets you can't go near it. So to have this diet be an Italian diet with Italian food, I guarantee I'll be at 214 by about next Thursday. It'll be unbelievable.
Just like that, overnight.
Overnight. It's going to be, oh God, I love Italian food. There's
you can
no...
eat Italian food if you're on a diet.
Okay, like what?
Okay, well, first of all, protein is going to be your number one source.
Yes.
So if you add the meatballs, that's good. Because you, basically you want your carb only to be, listen to me like I'm a dietitian, but really... No, I have to watch it because diabetes runs in my family, so I have to be very careful. So I usually don't go like super hardcore low carb, but I try and eat like protein and my vegetables first because it helps with your blood sugar. It helps those avoid those spikes, the blood sugar spikes. And then you eat your carbs last, but you can either do like a low carb pasta. You could do zucchini as your noodles, or if you are going to do regular pasta, it's just a smaller portion. You're just not going to eat pasta the size of your head.
That's what it is, because I'm eating the pasta the size of my head. I have no portion control when it comes to Italian food.
Yeah.
Honestly, you should eat your vegetables first, and they should be like 50% of your plate. I hate to say that, everyone. And then you have your protein source. So there's your meatballs or your chicken parmesan. and then just Love have it. Like the little small quarter that's left your pasta. But I promise you, if you eat that at that direction, like vegetables, protein, and then your carb, you will be full by the time you finish. And you think you won't be, but you will.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Am I weird because my favorite vegetables are like sliced cucumbers, grape tomatoes? Oh, I love that kind of stuff.
I could eat cucumbers till the cows come home.
Me too. I love cucumbers.
And I'm a dip person. Listen, welcome to the dieting segment with Christopher. I just want to say, for those of you, I'm a chip person. I love potato chips.
Me too. Me too.
But cucumbers, like the crisp, like Persian cucumbers, make them your chip. I promise you, your dip tastes just as good.
It's phenomenal. Honest to God, cucumbers are saving my life with this whole deal. There's no doubt about it. So as soon as we'll get you a copy of the book. Absolutely, we will. Frankie was a great guy. Like I said, the look he got on his face was the look that every Italian friend of mine's grandfather had whenever I walked. They'd look at you like, "Who the hell is this now?" I love that look old Italian men get on their face. It's one thing about growing up Catholic. You got a lot of French people, Italians, you know, Spanish people, you know, on the list.
In the neighborhood.
It's the neighborhood. That's the one thing I always have laughed so hard about is people grew up in a mixed neighborhood like I did, right? They've experienced it all. And then somebody from Whispering Acres out in the middle of nowhere is an expert on race relations. Oh, are you? Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever you say. They don't know what the hell they're talking about, but they know more about it than you do, even though you grew up there. How stupid is that?
I do not know. I live in Los Angeles. We all live in New York City, all these great cities. You know, listen, you can do it.
You mean formerly great cities?
Oh, they're still great.
Not New York, it's not. I loved living in New
York. When is the last time you went to New York City, Tom, and witnessed New York?
Before
with
all
your own eyes. Come on.
All this pukey stuff going on. It's been a few years now.
Okay. You need to go and visit then and see for yourself. Because I will tell you that the media hypes up what is happening in the cities. It's not as bad. I've been to New York City. Sure.
Good.
Are there issues? Yes. San Francisco, are there issues? Yes. Los Angeles, are there issues? 100%. But there's a lot of good going on in the cities too. And if we just let the media focus in on the lousy things that are happening.
Yeah.
You know.
I hope you're right, because I loved living in New York. As a matter of fact, by coincidence, I was going through some files yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I took the job at KQRS in 1986. And I took the phone call. We were living in New York, 20th Street and 2nd Avenue. I took the call. So 1986... I ran across a rent receipt from 1986. This is at 20th Street and 2nd Avenue in New York City, Manhattan. I mean, the heart of the heart of New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
$1,200 a month. I mean,
that's expensive.
Well, back then it was a really nice place.
I was like, that's a luxury apartment, because I will tell you, when I was at NYU, I had a studio apartment in the West Village at Christopher and Bleecker. And if anyone who knows that neighborhood, that was like super fancy, that area.
Yep.
Still is. But mine was rent stabilized. I paid 50 for my studio.
There you go.
And to this day, I think about this. Why didn't I keep it when I moved to LA? Because that was so stupid.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how I would have like managed it all at the time, of course, but to have like a studio apartment in Manhattan. It was tiny. It is smaller. My studio was so small. It's smaller than my primary bathroom, which is just around the corner here. Mm-hmm. I have a very large primary bathroom in my house here, but still. And so when my cat moved with me at the time from New York to LA and she would like walk underfoot, I'm like, no, no, no. We have all this room to now spread out in my condo. Why are you walking underfoot? We used to live in a place this big.
Right.
But I think she was just so used to like navigating small spaces.
Well, yeah. I'm going to go back to New York with Catherine. Catherine and I are going to take a trip to New York. And if you're lying, I'm coming for you.
No, there are plenty of gorgeous places to visit. And, you know, Freedom Tower is there. I bet you haven't been to the High Line. The High Line is amazing. The food scene, we know, is always delicious.
No, not like it used to be. Maialino closed. It pisses me off to no end. I loved Maialino.
You go to Carbone.
Carbone's good, too. But Maialino was very, very... in the Gramercy Hotel, which I heard is all immigrants now. The entire hotel is filled up with, you know...
Is that what Fox News told you?
I don't watch Fox News any more than you watch that shithole you watch. They're both...
I don't watch any national news.
I can't stand watching the national news. I cannot stand it.
Tom, wait. You say... I'm going to call you out. So you say, I don't watch national news, and then I see you on Facebook, and you're like, I was watching Fox News, or I was watching CNN.
I never, ever said I was watching Fox or CNN. I said I was watching the
national
news.
I'm going to pull up
news.
The receipts on
national
Facebook.
News. Okay, I watch them both equally because I hate them both.
Now the correction. Okay, so you do watch them a little bit.
Yeah, well, I would say no more than a couple minutes a day each.
Mm-hmm.
Don't watch them at all.
I should not watch them at all.
So much better for your health.
You're right.
I promise you, and you will get your news and you will find the good sources. Watch your local news, pull up Associated Press, make that your homepage because you will just get the straight facts about what's happening in the country with no bias whatsoever, and it'll be so much better for your mental health.
Well, look how I behave because there are so many things I would, in the old days, have talked about. And I don't want to talk about this either, but I still do not. And I'm not pushing for anybody here. I don't have a favorite in this deal. I just do not understand how the judge on a case against Donald Trump is a wide open supporter of Joe Biden, including monetarily. How the hell did you ever appoint him as a judge to be fair to both sides? Makes no sense.
I don't know. Our our judicial system has a lot of issues.
Disgusting.
We know this.
And I would have said the same thing for Joe Biden. You know, if Joe Biden was on trial, I wouldn't want a Trump supporter lording over him either. It's not fair.
Well, no, it's not fair to anyone because I feel like our judges are either they're on one side or the other. And that's clear. Yep. And that's how they rule, too, on the bench. So
I just it's got to stop. That's not America. That is not.
It is right now.
Well, it is right now. You're right.
America.
All right. Now you're pissing me off. Way to close the show by pissing me off.
Well, something
should
that might
talk some entertainment.
Say something that might make you feel a little bit better, Tom. If you postpone your New York trip to 2025, the Gramercy Park Hotel will actually be reopening. With their
it will.
Yeah, they are renovating it, adding new lobby rooms, restaurants, and bars. But if you're looking to ever move back to New York into specifically your old Manhattan stopping grounds, the average rent is about $5,000. So,
well, it's only four times as much as it was when I lived there.
I'm so brainwashed. That doesn't even sound bad for rent.
I know. It's
terrible.
I was
like, that's not that bad for Manhattan. Two people, $2,500. I mean, you won't have a lot of space.
No, you get a closet.
Well, I will tell you, in the western suburbs of Twin Cities, Catherine and I, because Catherine and I are selling our house, so we're gonna rent for a while till we figure out what we want to do. If you want a pretty decent place in the western suburbs of Minneapolis, I will tell you, it's going to cost you at least $4,500 a month.
Yeah. No, that's true.
I mean, it's expensive as hell in the western suburbs.
Yeah.
I don't know about the rest of the city, but yeah, I mean, $4,500, $5,000 a month. There are some places that rent for like $12,000 a month, for Christ's sake. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Yeah. And I hate that with $5,000, I don't bat an eyelash. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I know.
Of course. That's bananas that I don't even bat an eyelash for that. That doesn't mean I want to pay that, but I'm just thinking, like, that sounds about right in 2024, unfortunately.
From now on, people want me to refer to you as Kristen Stir the Pot Burt.
I love stirring the pot a little bit.
I know you do.
Tom, I do pay attention to you on social media and what you say. And
but I don't get very political on social media.
I don't think you do, but you do mention political parties, I think, kind of like as a general, like, let's all get along kind of situation.
Yeah,
but you
do
mention
that,
like,
yep.
Oh, I was watching Fox. I'm telling you, just turn them off.
I'm telling you what, though. But yesterday, but I did have a pleasant experience yesterday by tuning in, because I never thought I'd say this, but I'm agreeing with a lot of what John Fetterman is saying.
And oh, from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Pretty far left guy when he got elected and all the rest of it, but he's very even keel. I love even keel. Is he pulling my leg or is he actually that way?
I don't think he marches to the beat of his own drum. So I
yes,
think
he does.
Yeah. So I think he's a politician, so I don't know, mm-hmm. but I think that what he's saying is kind of like where he's falling now politically. Cause I think also maybe some people who can actually cut through all of the mess of that, you realize like how Congress is run.
Yep.
If he's like saying, okay, you know, maybe I was running, you know, further left, but maybe I'm swinging a little bit in the middle because of all the nonsense that's going on in Congress. I don't know.
Middle for everybody would be really good. Could we, again, assimilate toward one another? Let's move toward one another. John Fetterman, keep it going.
All right. Well, maybe you should have him on the show.
I would love to have him on the show. You probably are his cousin or something.
Am I his cousin?
Yeah.
I'm not. Hey, I don't have any relatives in Pennsylvania.
Just jewel smugglers.
Yeah, exactly.
I do have jewel smugglers. Yeah, well, they're not family members, but we are dealing with jewel smuggling.
Way to go, my friend. Do you think there's any chance that he would come? I would love to have him on the show.
Why not reach out to his publicist?
Okay, can we do that?
I guess his communications team.
Communications team. I'd love to have him on just to, you know. And again, it's not going to be a negative thing in any way, shape, or form. I would love to talk to Democrats and Republicans both about moving to the middle. And, you know, it's not all about how much money you make. That's
the call out on Facebook. Say, listen, I am welcoming people who are willing to come on, discuss how we can, you know, build that bridge.
Meet in the middle. Meet right in the middle, baby.
Yeah, say, you're invited to come on our show.
Love it.
Yeah, contact Tevin and AJ. Bombard them with information.
And Kristen Burt can come on and ruin my life like she does every morning at this time.
I'm just making sure we are sticking to the facts because I believe that we have established that the Gramercy Hotel is undergoing renovations and nobody's living in it.
Wonderful. Oh, that's the most important part to her. You hear, what a commie you are. You're a communist.
No, Kevin, fact check this. This is good.
Commie.
We want to be fact checking because now we have the actual information as to what is happening with the Gramercy Hotel. Mm-hmm.
But they did fill it up with immigrants.
But they kicked them out so they can redo the inside.
That's what happened.
Yep.
They kicked them out.
So the rich people can move back in.
Yes.
Or do you think it's rich people? Well, that isn't a pretty good part of town, so it's going to cost a lot of money.
Gramercy Park is very, very fancy. Yes.
Beautiful.
And if you want to get an apartment there so that you get a key to the park because that's the only way you get in.
Yeah.
It is exclusive.
I love it, the whole thing, and I love the fact that every single week, KB2 stabs me in the back. It's just wonderful. Fantastic.
Wait, before we go, I'm not going to stab you in the back. I want to tell you there's something really good that you might like to watch tonight.
Okay.
Okay, it's on Disney Plus, and it, after 54 years, the documentary about the Beatles that came out in 1970 that has not been seen in public ever since, which happened, the documentary came out right after they broke up, Let It Be, is now remastered and
phenomenal.
Available beginning today on Disney Plus.
Phenomenal. I remember seeing it way, so that was literally 54 years ago?
54 years ago. And Peter Jackson, after he did Get Back, his documentary a few years ago, kind of renewed interest in getting Let It Be back out to the public. And he and his production company remastered it for everybody.
One of my favorite lines in that movie is George Harrison, their very first, I believe, American interview. So that would have been 1965, I think. They came to the Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, I think it was 1965. But they were doing an interview in New York City when they arrived in America. And somebody said to George Harrison, George, what's it feel like to make so much money? And he said, I don't know. Why don't you ask the prime minister? He's a millionaire. I thought it was a great line.
That's a good quip.
Oh, God, George was such a nice man. I remember the day on KQRS that I found out that he died. So we dedicated the entire morning show to him. That was hard to do. He was a wonderful person.
Did he die of cancer? I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might be right, though. Thinking about it, I think you might be right about that. But, yeah, hell of a story. Yeah, if you've not seen Get Back, it is phenomenal. Or is it Let It Be?
Let It Be is the documentary.
Yeah. Yes, right.
The original one. And then you have the Peter Jackson Get Back, which came out a couple of years ago. So.
Right.
Kristen,
lots of Beatles watching.
Kristen, you said, real quick, you said that the Beatles documentary, they took it like off air, like it wasn't available. Why did it take so long for it to now be re-released, and why did they take it off in the first place?
Well, it was never on streaming, obviously, because it was 1970. Mm-hmm. It was available as a big screen theatrical movie. But I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with rights and working with the states and things like that. It can be tough to sort of navigate. But because of the interest from Get Back, the documentary that Peter Jackson did, which had a few unseen clips from Let It Be, people started putting the pressure on the estates. And I think that they realized that, hey, you know, there really is an audience for this. And because it was a film from 1970, it needed some fine tuning in terms of picture quality and audio and things like that. So that's how Peter Jackson was able to get in and remaster it and make it beautiful for 2024.
Didn't Yoko not want anything to come out for a while after 1980 when her husband was murdered?
There's still a lot of strife with Yoko Ono and the remaining Beatles, remaining living Beatles. And, you know, it's tough. But I think what's nice in these last few years is that people have been able to just understand, like, the legacy is the most important thing than the infighting.
I like it. Works for me. Like the infighting on this show, you mean? When people attack one another for no reason.
Did I attack you?
Attack for
no
reason.
Were you scared, Tom?
I was terrified. My look of terror right here.
I know. You should be so terrified. My problem is that my mouth is very big, and it sometimes speaks before my brain.
What? Who ever heard of it? All right, you pill. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All 5'3" of me has a big mouth.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. Have a good one, you guys.
Thanks. You too. Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabanco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Hell of a show today, ladies and gentlemen. We covered it all from top to bottom. I was very, very happy about getting to talk to Frankie. I thought he was wonderful. There's no question about it. And then, of course, the weekly attack from Kristen Bird at the end of the show. You know.
She's just like
ruthless.
She's in the trees. She's going to attack.
The woman's nuts. Let's not kid ourselves. All right, boys, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, talk to you later.
Thanks.